17th century philosopher John Locke said, "When ideas float in our mind without any reflection or regard of the understanding, it is that which the French call reverie. Our language has scarce a name for it. I guess we would call it daydreaming. I am a daydreamer, but I would rather say I practice the art of reverie. I like to imagine myself in different scenes, drinking a demi-tasse with my new friends in Paris, or doing brain surgery at Rockingham Memorial Hospital. I daydream when I am at work, at the grocery, or at home. This is not to say that I cannot focus. What I am saying is that I have a vivid imaginary life, filled with beauty and with useful and creative ideas. My daydreams provide solutions for my work, cooking, everyday adventures, and so much more. This essay is for my child and every other daydreamer who practices reverie during school hours. Although he is an A student and an eager learner, many of his teachers have given me the same report over the past 6 years. He likes to daydream. Implying that this term is a limitation, he's been labeled as a daydreamer, an unfocused student. I can understand the frustration of teachers who need to repeat instructions to students who are daydreaming in class, but we as a nation cannot afford to suppress the birth of the creative ideas of the next generation. And yes, I am suggesting that these ideas are born in daydreams. Think about the people in our culture that we celebrate. We celebrate people who have had a dream. Dr. Martin Luther King, J.K. Rowling, Steve Jobs. These are people who have used the creative energy within their imagination to create movements, art, science, and technology that have changed the world. When does this type of dreaming begin? In college? In adulthood? Self-help books are filled with information on the benefits of positive visualization. Studies show that visualization helps calm the body and has been linked to faster recovery after surgery and life traumas. Isn't positive visualization a type of daydreaming? An intentional imagining of greater possibilities for oneself? I believe that the more we tell our children not to daydream, the harder they will need to work on visualizing things such as world peace as adults. In other words, we wouldn't have to learn positive visualization as adults if we, as a society, could celebrate the art of reverie in our children. Daydreaming is born in childhood and should not be hindered by the restrictions of No Child Left Behind. Giving some space and time for daydreaming is a way to bring creativity and the imagining of success to the classroom as well as to the home. So give your children time to sit and do nothing but imagine themselves winning the Nobel Peace Prize, singing on American Idol, or simply passing the SOLs.